It is not easy to find a job in Kenya. It is even more difficult for those with a criminal past. But some former prisoners are working to prove there is life after crime. They want to show that they can lead productive lives. The former prisoners live in the Mathari neighborhood of Nairobi. They serve their neighbors by collecting trash and doing other work. As they do so, they are giving back to a community that receives few public services. The service project was the idea of a group of prisoners, including Festus Indemuli. At the time, he was serving a 6-year jail sentence for a violent robbery. The prisoners thought long and hard about the mistakes they had made as young men. They began to understand that they should act differently. So they formed a group and called it the Reformists Organization, Kwitu Crime Sipoa, or Crime is Not Good. Festus Indemuli says it is important for former prisoners to stay busy.
When we create all these jobs for these guys, nobody else will think of crime again. Because he has something in his pocket. And he has somewhere that he's staying all the day from morning to the evening. But you see, when he doesn't do anything, just sitting like this, he engages his mind to the crime also. So that's how we tend to stop the crime in the area.
The group was formed a year ago. It now has more than 200 members. They have earned a small amount of money through their work. The members hope to expand the kind of services they provide, including security. They say many people in the community support the group's goals, but others have yet to form an opinion of the former prisoners.
We hope from where they have been, they have reformed. That is what we hope.
Some former prisoners say their friends and families abandoned them when they went to prison. The organization serves as a kind of support group for those who feel they lost contact with society. Moses Bayonne is a reformist member. He says he is ready to lead a better life.
Like myself, I was there for 6 years. I spent time there, and it was no good. So I understand. I wasted most of my time there. I would have made something outside here, you see. But after that, I learned something. And I knew crime is not good.
Kenya often trains prisoners in such skills as plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. The chairs and other furniture in the country's parliament were made in prison. But even when the prisoners have job training, it is almost impossible for them to get a job. Festus Indemuli says that is because former prisoners must show documentation of their work.
They cannot use that certificate or that grade they got from prison, because when he goes to the camp and somewhere and show the grade, it's also being written there, committee maximum prison.
The reformists say they will keep trying to earn money by doing small jobs and helping the community. They want to prove that everyone deserves a second chance. I'm Ann Ball. Words in this story. Trash. Noun. Things that are no longer useful or wanted and that have been thrown away. In his pocket. Idiom. Money. Engages his mind. Idiom. Engaging or exciting and holding the attention or curiosity. Arousing a feeling of interest. Intend. Verb. To plan or want to do something. To have something in your mind as a purpose or goal. Abandon. Verb. To stop supporting or helping someone or something. plumbing, noun, the work of a plumber, the job of installing and repairing sinks, toilets, and water pipes. Carpentry, noun, the skill or work of making or fixing wooden objects or wooden parts of buildings, the skill of a carpenter or the work done by a carpenter. Furniture, noun, chairs, tables, or beds that are used to make a room ready for use. What do you think about the efforts of these former prisoners? Are former prisoners in your country able to get a job? Do you believe former prisoners should be given a second chance? We want to hear from you. Write us in the comments section.